Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And Doug and I are going to pursue in the very beginning here a story which has great utility in terms of blocking Donald Trump and a whole bunch of other sundry things. And you're not going to believe your ears, but I have had my lines blowing up today with two old contacts. One person I kind of know, and they're all telling the same story about what's going to happen with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and who's going to be taking over. And boy, this is a story made for the movies. If we made a movie about this, people wouldn't believe it. So anyway, this is the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and my broadcast partner Doug Thornton is here with us. And before we join Doug, we got to take care of a little business. You may have seen today I published a report talking about Norway's on the verge of going cashless. Won't be long until they try to do it here with a 14067 executive order. You need to get out of the system, ladies and gentlemen. You need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. We can help you both the food and the water. The food, storable food, sale going on, $200 off the three-month emergency kit. Order in increments of 3 months. Order as much as you can, because pretty soon the only food you're going to have access to is what's in your house. You get 2,000 calories per day. Restaurant quality food. I'm not going to go on and on. You get the idea. You better have it or you're going to be begging. You think this government's going to take care of you? So go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And along the lines of water, power outage, power outage, power outage, New Zealand. Excuse me, I mean Pakistan. Going to happen here, but 9 power grid attacks in the last month. You'll have to scavenge for water if it goes on for any length of time. Do you have a good filter? We have one for you. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. It, too, is on sale. Waterwithdave.com. So foodwithdave.com, waterwithdave.com. And one final thing. How about suffering and comfort? Sheets, pillow casings, slippers, bathrobes, everything from MyPillow. Go to mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. And what do you get? 50% off. And in some cases, you'll get 75% off. That's mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges, and here we are. That's the sponsors for our show. Please let them take care of you. Doug, you heard briefly what I was telling you, that my phones are blowing up today saying Kevin McCarthy will be the next president. Joe Biden will be shown the door in the 25th Amendment. Kamala Harris will be threatened with her activities protecting certain Catholic Church members in Alameda County when she was the district attorney, and that's going to come back to resurface her, to resurface in her life, and she'll be convinced to go away, and she's tired of public life and just wants a quiet retirement with her husband, and that will usher in Mr. Rhino, Kevin McCarthy.
Well, Kevin McCarthy is trying to make himself out into the knight in shining armor.
Yeah, right.
The only problem is that the guy is covered in grime, and we all know it. And you know, I've had some detractors lately have issues with me saying that I have issues with Marjorie Taylor Greene for capitulating and then, you know, backing McConnell. Listen. The guy takes money from China. Why is this even an argument? And for any of you fools out there, do you not understand politics? And I know that question can be flipped around on me. I do understand politics very well. We didn't have to go with McCarthy. What, for 11 plus times we decided not to vote for McCarthy? We could have put forth anyone else, but I want you to understand that is how deep the cards are stacked against you in Congress. The cards are so stacked against we the people in Congress that you had 20 holdouts out of everybody else. Just like, strangely enough, after January 6th with the voting. Same dudes, right? So here we go. Everything in the world is being uncovered against Biden, and they will take that man out of office.
Oh, absolutely.
It'll either be through a disgrace, and you know what it makes me think of? Watergate with Nixon. Except Nixon was actually a good president. Nixon was actually one of the most popular presidents ever voted in by the people. What, he won by like 20 million
people
votes?
Don't know that about him. He had the most popular vote total ever. Ever.
Yep, yeah. Nixon was probably the most popular American president that we ever had. But who is it that he decided to stand against? It was the deep state.
Well, he wanted out of Vietnam. And
yep,
I'm getting a little reverberation on your side from the background. My voice is coming back to me, so I don't know if you have to turn something down there. Because if I don't say it here, our audience certainly will. Okay, there it goes. It's off. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Doug, but he wanted out of Vietnam. It's one of the five reasons why they killed Kennedy. They couldn't kill him, so they had to set him up. And so they had the Watergate fiasco, and then he was put in a compromised position where he had to cover up for his own people, and he made the mistake. He should have let him go. He should have just let him fail.
He went against the military-industrial complex. How's the audio?
Audio's great. Perfect.
Okay. He went against the military-industrial complex, and who came to the call? The CIA and the FBI and the DOD. They rose up against a president. Are we starting to see a pattern?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are noticing a very detrimental pattern in the government. And, you know, sadly enough, I know some of the cats in the CIA. I know quite a few in the FBI. They have an admirable job, a dangerous, thankless job. Most of them. I would say about 50% of them. The rest of them are pencil pushers and, well, how else would I – how could I put this correctly? The rest of them wore blue dresses and were fans of Bill Clinton. But
or J. Edgar Hoover.
Exactly. They're no good to us. All right. So look, if you take the field agents and the analysts out of the question and you look at the actual like goo that makes up the swamp, that is what remains. That's your black budget balancers, the actual budget balancers for the black ops. That's your guys who are coordinating all the mind control stuff from both the FBI and the CIA, the spying. It's all this same group of guys. And look, this is a conspiracy. I don't mean to go down this route, but one of these days I'm going to have to make like a Glenn Beck style chalkboard and start naming names. But this is all the problems that we see right now point back to the Nazis that we took into this government. Our government did not have this problem, and we did not have this runaway government where we started to turn our backs on the citizens and then target the civilians until paperclip happened. Well, let's say 8 to 12 years after paperclip, all this started. And now there's like a secret cabal of survivors like your George Soros, your Klaus Schwab. Does that help anybody with why in the hell our governments would ever agree to do anything with two known Nazis? Because they're still there. That's why they're still there. You still had a Nazi Democratic Party up until 1977, okay, and then it just kind of dissolved, but it didn't go anywhere, you know. And they walk around, and they talk about white supremacy, but yet they ignore all the henchmen that they use to create the panic and the chaos. And then what they do, and this is what communism and socialism does, and it's ingenious, is that eventually they get you to think that they're actually the good guys. That they are actually the good guys, and that's why when Donald Trump came, I mean, how much more Aryan could you be? 6'2", blonde-haired, blue eyes, always had a girl on either shoulder. He was a billionaire, philanthropist, loudmouth from New York, and they hated his guts. Why did they hate his guts, though? Could it be that they framed that man of being a racist, even though he got awards from the black leaderships within the black community? Could it be that this man actually was a philanthropist and actually loved people and saw through a bunch of, I guess you could say, problems that people would have, and based everything off of, you know, work ethic and character? Well, that's not subservient. Instead, what they want you to do is they want you to say that Mitch McConnell, the turtle in a toupee, is the actual, like, good guy. I don't know. Kevin McCarthy's a bad guy. He's as bad as Nancy Pelosi. And anybody who stands up and grandstands saying, "I've worked so hard, I deserve this," does not deserve anything in leadership. That's a dangerous person to say, "I deserve to be the third most powerful person in the United States. And if you stand against me, you're my enemy." Crenshaw, when he said that everyone who stood against McCarthy was a terrorist. I mean, is this, what are you voting for now in the Republican Party? Dan Crenshaw better not re-vote him. He better not. And I'll tell you another thing. We talk about transparency all the time. The remaining amount of Republicans better start showing some transparency, and your partners across the aisle and the partners that you work with an R in front of their name. Because it's time to start highlighting who is an actual rhino and who is an actual traitor and who you can actually trust. I mean, trust is subjective, but we know for a fact, if you are tied to the WEF, if you're tied to FTX, to Epstein Island, you're an enemy of the people. Why don't people do their own investigative reports into this? I'll tell you why. It's because people are entertained with bread and circus. They're entertained. They get sensationalized with everything. The NFL and drama over here. Dancing with the Stars, drama over here. YouTube, and then the personalities like Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and all these other idiots, and not calling Tucker an idiot, but all these other idiots that are out there. I actually watch Tucker every day, so I actually like him. But there's so much drama that you forget that there is an infiltration that was allowed into this country many, many years ago. And in some ways, I don't want to bring up other people's work, but I will say this. The Fourth Reich lives on in the American government.
I think we need to identify who you're talking about, but I'll tell you who they're descended from. Werner von Braun and all the other Nazis we brought here. I mean, we had the head of the East German Stasi set up the DHS, and they paid him $5 million to do it.
Exactly. Hey, how does this make sense? Half of our government structure was developed by Nazis that we took in, to include your Pentagon. Here, how about this? In the 30s, there was as big a movement for Nazis in Germany as there was in America. In New York, there was as big a movement for white supremacy in the 30s and in the 20s with Germany as there was in America on the East Coast. They always talk about down south and all this. No, my friends. Do your real history. It was in the White House. The Ku Klux Klan. The guys that Adolf Hitler modeled the Nazis after was in the White House. They had like their own wing in the White House. They did parades on horseback with torches and the Halloween costumes at Pennsylvania Avenue. This never left. This spirit of evilness never left. And when it went across the pond and they developed Nazi Germany and we knew what was happening, guess what no one did? No one lifted a finger to go over there and to alleviate the problem of genocide.
Well, you have to understand who was supporting the Nazis. You know how Fanta Orange got its start, because when Prescott Bush, George W. Bush's grandfather, he was dealing with Coca-Cola, IBM, with the Nazis. He should have been convicted of Trading with the Enemies Act, because he kept trading with them after World War II started, but he was the head of the USO, and it would have been too much of a black eye for the U.S. military, so they let it ride. Yeah, but he substituted Fanta Orange for Coca-Cola, but he was trading with the Germans up until 1943. Yep. So right there you got the Bush crime family involved with the Nazis from the very beginning. So this should not surprise anybody.
Look at the Nuremberg trials. Look at the Nuremberg trials. Out of, I don't know how many different Nazis, high-ranking Nazis that went to the Nuremberg trials, what countries intervened to get most of them out, to put them on paperclip contracts and bring them over here to America? 90% of that was the Americans.
Yeah.
90% of. So we recruited them through Operation Paperclip. We went over there with our own investigative unit of lawyers, and what they did was they looked for war crimes. So if you were found guilty of war crimes right there on the spot, you didn't get offered a paperclip contract. However, if you were, you're kind of an all right Nazi, you would get a paperclip contract as long as you could contribute scientifically or logistically. You would get a contract. I think they gave contracts out to, gosh, I want to say like 16 or 1,800 of them. It probably was closer to around 3,000, but about 16 to 1,800 of them made it our way. And we're not talking about, your regular privates. We're talking about doctors, lawyers, the people who wrote the laws and the people who made the poisons and the ones who said we need mass eugenics, euthanizing sinners, the guys who created the ability for Jewish people, Jewish Germans, to come in front of a table and then to be zapped with radiation so that it would then, I don't know how else you would say it, it would sterilize them. I mean, it did a lot more than that. But it would sterilize them, right? All this stuff. We took on 3/4 of the people that we should have hung. If anything, we took on 3/4 of the people that we should have had quartered.
Well, I agree, but it goes even farther with that. My father was telling me, he was in a position to know, that we helped with relocation of German Nazis to Argentina. In another place.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we assisted.
And Canada.
Yeah, we assisted.
Yep. We assisted with them. The CIA, in some ways, actually helped out with the rat lines that went from Germany into France, and then into Italy, and then from there it kind of skirted down a little bit more to a couple different islands. And then the submarine takeoffs from these various islands, and this is all documented. And from there, they went all over the world. You know, the Germans were planning Wernher von Braun. And this is, by the way, this is not the program we talked about doing. Sorry.
It is in a way. Because Kevin McCarthy is controlled by the deep state. And when he becomes president,
the Nazis are the deep.
Yeah, thing. Exactly. And the Nazis and the old style communists. We got invaded in two ways. We brought the Nazis here, and the Soviets infiltrated. And so we got hit with a double cheese sandwich here. But when McCarthy takes over, if he becomes president, he is the embodiment of the deep state. You got to remember. What have I been saying for months? McConnell, McCarthy, and McDaniel, the head of the RNC, sabotaged America First candidates. And let's go to what we were going to talk about real quick. McCarthy becoming president through secession heads off Donald Trump.
All day long. I mean, if anything, it's another variable thrown into the equation of how to derail Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fake butting of heads in between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. These two guys like each other a lot. Like they like each other a lot. Now, those are your two best candidates for president. And I say president, vice president all day long. I mean, would you really be so stupid as to kill Donald Trump just to get Ron DeSantis as president? So, you know, and once again, they won't allow these guys to run. There's already a bunch of idiots in the Democratic Party who are talking about running, and everybody knows not one Democrat is going to be elected. And as usual, they're going to select, not elect, which is why you got Kamala Harris, and which is why we'll probably get McCarthy. Now, let me ask you this. Let me calm down for a second. If this happens, it'll happen probably this summer. It'll probably happen this summer. McCarthy will take over because by this summer, ladies and gents, we are going to end up being in the beginning stages of mobilization into Ukraine. That's my prediction. Hopefully I'm wrong. I might be wrong.
You're not wrong. Look at all the Republicans that have flipped on this area.
Well, I mean, if I'm right, if what I'm studying is right, and I'm sure there's other people who are saying this, I don't know how many are, but if I'm right, everything is falling into place. It is. Everything is this new revelation about McCarthy makes me, because the other day I was flipping back and forth on, you know, maybe it would be winter, but I think if they, the more these files that are found against Biden, the more it tells me they are going to strong arm him and Hunter, and they're going to lock them both up and throw away the key, probably Guantanamo Bay, and you'll never hear anything from them again.
I don't think they're going to do that with Biden. I think it's going to be 25th Amendment. They'll evoke sympathy for him so the Democratic Party is not ruined.
You think that? But you let me tell you what I think. If you really want to capture the people, and we're talking about smart people. We're talking about playing, you know, 4 and 5D chess here, okay? We have rah-rahed for so long about saying treason and sedition and you damn Republicans don't do anything. Could you imagine if the Republicans and the Democrats rallied treason and sedition against Joe Biden and put him in Guantanamo Bay? Wow. They could actually get stuff done, and then they'll be voting for their man. Oh, and by the way, we'll be in full swing war because Joe Biden would have walked us into war with Russia, and now McCarthy has to take over as president. And we just might not get that pesky 2024 election. Because if we go to war, it's not going to be a couple months. We don't go to war for a couple weeks. We don't go to war for a couple months. Not anymore. If we're going to war, we're going there to take more than Ukraine. We're going to take Belarus. We're going to probably take Azerbaijan. We're going to walk into the Caucasus Mountains and achieve what NATO has been wanting to do, and that is to push Russia off its own boundary lines and push them back towards St. Petersburg, towards Moscow, and put a new boundary line on them. That will be a goal, and that will start all war. And once again, who does it benefit? It benefits the elite. Doesn't benefit you and I, because then they'll have the draft, and they will draft. That will happen.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that's going to be one hell of a messy deal when they pull that crap.
All I can say is, for all you feminists out there who you cry and complain about equality, congratulations, you're part of the draft now. I hope that if I get pulled back into this nonsense, which I don't think I can be. I think I've been out long enough. I think my disability rating's high enough. But if I get pulled back into this nonsense, just FYI, Commandant of the Marine Corps, Doug probably can't complete a 3-mile run anymore. I can at least go back to the training side of the house and the School of Infantry and then I can train all you new recruits and terrorize you for a good 2 or 3 months. So at least that's the way I can give back to the millennials. But listen, man, all jokes aside, is not McCarthy the right guy to put into office for a war? The Democrats almost rallied around McCarthy there at the end. McCarthy, even though everything that you see right now, by the way, with Lauren Boebert, you know, I like her and all that. Everything you see right now, where they're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, coming out and they're going to investigate the Democrats, this is theater. This is all theater. They have never gotten anything done, and they will not get anything done. And if McCarthy pulls the trigger on anybody, he's been involved in all of it. He's been in the meetings. He's been with FTX. You don't think he's been with the Russians and the Ukrainians and the Chinese? McCarthy has his fingers, his fingerprints on all the same stuff that Hunter Biden does at one point. He will not allow these people, and Dave, you know this, these people will not allow themselves to be investigated. They won't. Matt Gaetz is a rarity. Josh Gaetz is an explorer that I like. Matt Gaetz is a rarity. Lauren Boebert is a rarity.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, my congressman, he's a rarity. Not not Ted Cruz, the other ones from the actual border. These guys are rare. That's why there's only a few of them. The rest of them will sit down, shut up, and get paid and vote the way they're told. And it just worries me that Marjorie Taylor Greene, I thought she was really, man, I thought she was one of us. I don't trust her no more. I don't care what anybody says for the agreements for the Republican Party to work together and blah, blah, blah. No, man, they haven't worked together. They've worked against us. The Republican Party's the one who put forth the Patriot Act. What do you think they're going to do next? You know, I mean, it's everything that the government has done has only been worse on the American people. They haven't gave liberty or freedom to anything. Since what, 2001?
Yeah, since Bush. I agree, since Bush. The other thing is, too, is they had a simultaneous plan to dumb down America, which they've successfully done, so no one will be smart enough to, or very few people will be smart enough to question what they're doing. You know, we have unique audiences, Doug. We have people that when we talk about First Amendment and we talk about how a bill becomes a law and so forth, we have people that get that. You would be, maybe not, but a lot of people would be surprised at how ignorant people are about the governmental process. They see no difference between us, Canada, Russia, China. They don't see any difference.
No, America, should we choose, is the last light in the free world before Christ comes. Should we choose to be it? Should we tear down all the high centers, the places where anything not of God is being worshipped? Should we choose to shut down Planned Parenthood? Should we choose to shut down Hollywood, as Steve Quayle would say it? Should we choose to shut down the pornography centers and actually go and start rounding up the people that we know are trafficking kids? Should we choose to be on God's side as a government?
Well, Joe Biden should be accused of trafficking kids, because his policies are leading directly to it. He's an accomplice before and after the fact.
So I've been watching all this. I have a question for you. Who is going to get linked to Epstein Island first in the next couple months?
Well, listen, this is really bizarre you'd bring that up. I don't know if you saw this today, but I don't know if you watched Tucker. I caught about 15 minutes of Tucker today. But what's interesting, Doug, is on Tucker, he was talking... Someone did an interview with Maxwell, and I don't think it was with him, but it was from prison, and she was saying he was murdered. And then Tucker brought on Michael Baden, forensic pathologist that was at the autopsy for Epstein, and he said, hey, people weren't listening to me. He was murdered, and he talked about the evidence that showed he was murdered. So it's interesting you'd bring that up. And then Tucker made an offhanded comment today about, well, Bill Gates is glad he's dead.
Well, I saw his wife, Bill Gates' wife, come out and try and get as much separation as possible from Bill Gates. And she is as guilty as he is. That lying witch knows exactly what she's talking about. That was her husband.
She was a player, too. I mean, don't give me that she didn't know. She was a player. No,
she's setting herself up in this elitist club.
Exactly.
Bill Gates has, how would I say this? Bill Gates has run out his use.
I would agree with that, yep.
His money is useful. I mean, don't be surprised if Bill Gates buys YouTube and changes everything with policies, and then me and you are gone, right? That's the real power of the elite, is the ability to control the First Amendment of America, of the world, okay? The ability to control free speech by just passing it on to a new CEO. And you'll never win that in court. You'll never be able to take that to court and to get those rights back. I mean, that's what happened, you know, more or less with Elon Musk. And speaking of Elon Musk, you know, the WEF has come out, and now they're targeting Musk. Now there's a climate control action defense group or whatever that is coming from the WEF, which is a group of world leaders and private partners who are saying that Elon Musk should more or less be imprisoned because he's threatening the world by allowing misinformation, disinformation, malinformation, fake news. You know all those things that DHS, Joe Biden and Mayorkas DHS was lying to you about, that these were the actual threats? Now look what happened with Elon. So, you know, a canary in the coal mine right now is going to be Elon Musk. I'm worried because did you not see what just happened with Elon? He got his second booster shot for this vaccine.
Exactly.
Why would a man so intelligent be so damn dumb? I don't understand it. But here we go. Now he's saying that he's receiving severe side effects. There's even another guy who came out and said that they're worried about Elon Musk. And Elon said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to recover from this or if it's life-threatening. I mean, why would you do that? I mean, in my mind, if I was Elon Musk, I'd be so paranoid that they would try to slip something to me. But you don't have to be that paranoid. The shot will just kill you. So, you know, unfortunately, now we gotta worry about Elon Musk's health. But, you know, Twitter is one of those platforms that can help to defeat the tide that is the deep state globalist elite. It is that platform. YouTube is that platform. So we need to fight like hell to keep them free. And that's why, you know, unfortunately, we can fight as hard as we want. No one can take Klaus Schwab money, George Soros money, and then Bill Gates money combined together to buy these enterprises and do anything about it. Which should tell you, the elite thing is real, guys. And they own your government. They own McCarthy.
Well, FTX went to McCarthy, as it did McConnell and McDaniel. He takes money from China. Need I say more? Need I say more? Hey, I'm going to ask you a question, because shadow banning and YouTube are synonymous terms. How are your metrics on YouTube? Are they up, down, or the same?
Mine are increasing, but very slowly. I had 3 strikes against me within a matter of, 2 months? So, and those strikes hit around the summertime. 2 strikes in 1 week. total BS. And then PayPal deplatformed me, and then Venmo deplatformed me. Because I dare bring on a couple guys who talk about some real world stuff, like Zachary King, who I brought on to uncover to you what actually happens at Bohemian Grove, because the man had been there like 8 times or more. So, for whatever reason, I'm still here. Those 2 strikes against me, it was a warning and then 2 strikes. Those 2 strikes against me have fallen off, but what I've noticed is that it seriously hampers the ability for you to have your videos shared. You know, like your videos recommended. So I'm just now starting to get a little bit higher in the analytics.
Yeah, here's why I'm asking you. I expect that you're going to follow suit with me pretty quickly. But I looked at my metrics today. I'm well over 1 million again. My subscribers, I've added almost 10,000 in 7 days. 7 days, Doug, 10,000.
Well, I am no Dave Hodges, but you know, my subscriptions are growing a little bit here and there.
Yeah, but here's my point. I think we're seeing a temporary removal of shadow banning. I have people telling me now they're getting notifications and they hadn't got them in over a year.
So we said we weren't going to talk about this the other night, but I'm going to bring this up. Steven Crowder was on Timcast tonight. And the Timcast IRL.
Yeah, I hear you.
Tim Pool.
I hear you.
And he said that he actually talks to quite a bit of people at YouTube because they've, what, had like 6 or 7 strikes against them. They've come back and forth because of lawyers being able to get back on. However, he said there's actually quite a few people in the executive range of YouTube that actually like Crowder and like conservative views, but there's someone up there in the mysterious tippy top that they have to work around. And guess what it all involves? Money and only talking about certain things. So because I'm kind of a loudmouth and I talk about whatever I want, though I understand like parameters where if I talk about, you know, a few certain specific things, they'll completely remove my channel. So in order to survive,
voting fraud, vaccines, and yeah, exactly.
Vaccines was a big one. I've talked about voting fraud nonstop, never affected me. Vaccines was a really big one. The fairy tale club of people, if you talk about that too much, they'll hate on you for that. But you know, I kind of determined that I can talk about 99% of topics, and if I just skirt around the 1% and leave that on the GS Radio podcast and not put that on YouTube, then I can still use freedom of speech. It's just not YouTube. You got to work with what you got. We both have channels on Rumble. We have the Doug and Dave Intel on Rumble, and the American Vindicta show is on Rumble. However, Rumble just does not get out to people the way YouTube does. Just like how, you know, all these other social media platforms just don't reach people like Twitter does. And, you know, you and me and Timothy Alberino have talked about that, and Tim is right. No one reaches what Twitter and YouTube does. So you can get your message out there and just not mention a few things here or there, and everybody knows where we stand, right? There's no questioning of that. But the survivability. But that's not going to last. I just don't think that's going to last long, because as long as we're calling out what these guys are doing, we're still going to be put on the enemy list, no matter
that's
what.
True. Yeah, I bring that up because I'm noticing a shift in YouTube. That, you know, I'm not sitting here, I'm not bragging because I got this many subscribers in a short amount of time. What I'm saying, and there's a shift there in the Guardians of the Gate, and I'm uncertain as to what's going on. I joked with my friend Ian, and I said, gee, did the switch that shadow banned me all this time suddenly broke? It's just absolutely amazing what's happening. Do you think maybe they want us to sow the seeds of discontent that will lead to McCarthy coming in? This is what I began to wonder this afternoon.
Well, don't ever think. For one thing, propaganda is a useful tool. And as a person who has, let me say it like this. As a person who understands propaganda, I know for a fact that when you and I talk about our detractors, when you and I talk about conspiracy theories, when you and I bring up things that spins people off and gets people hyped up, it feeds the propaganda machine. You really can't work yourself around that monster. Everybody gets gobbled up in that. Joseph Goebbels was right. You know, when people start talking, people start listening. And if you talk loud enough and often enough, people will start to believe that what you're saying is true. And that's not calling us liars. That's saying with the big mainstream media, they have convinced everybody that they're telling the truth and that we're the liars. And now we're gaining it on our side that we're telling the truth and that they're liars. So eventually, either this pendulum is going to level itself out or it's going to take a dynamic shift again. I think the pendulum is going to take a dynamic shift to the alternative news side, and it's going to sit there for a while, and it's going to help to feed everything that the Republicans are doing because it works in their agenda. And I say it like this conspiratorially. They control the analytics. They control the AIs that control all this crap on the internet. And because of that, the more people that they call us useful eaters, the more of us useful eaters can gain their side when it's finally time to get boots on the ground into Ukraine to fight Russia, half of you will be applauding it. That's what they think. You know, I mean, and I think that's one reason why Trump is such a threat to them. Donald Trump came out a week ago and said, if I become president again, I'm going to label the Mexican drug cartels international terrorists, and we're going to start drone striking them in Mexico like Barack Obama did ISIS in Syria and in Iraq. I mean, you talk about holy cow, change the dynamics of North America overnight after the first Hellfire missile finds any cartel boss. They cannot allow that to happen. Why? For one thing, if we decree that we're going to take military action against our southern neighbor, that will permanently lock down the border with the U.S. military. And then that defeats the whole mass migration purpose. And there's a purpose, there's a sinister purpose for pushing people from all around the world into America. There is a sinister purpose behind this. It is destabilizing our economy. It's destabilizing our government. Janet Yellen just came out and said, "Hey, Republicans, we can't balance the checkbook, and it's going to be your fault because now you're in charge." So, and also, if we can't balance the checkbook, how do you pay Social Security, my VA benefits, the retirements? How do you pay for all these things? How do you pay for the military? Well, we just borrowed, what, like $3 trillion or something like that from China. We borrowed money from China to pay government employees and government benefits. So you tell me who's in charge of our government.
Well, that's quite obvious. But they're moving it to where it's going to all be AI.
Absolutely.
You know, I want to say this here on the show. I mentioned the other day on my radio show when I did a monologue that people need to watch Rollerball, not the 2012 garbage version, but the really good version from 1975 with the late actor James Caan. And six corporations ruled the world. There were no nation states. They even talked about the corporate wars in retrospect to give you a mythical history behind the movie. And that's exactly what's coming here. In fact, in the story, James Caan played this legendary athlete in Rollerball like Michael Jordan, and they told him he had to retire because they couldn't allow individual accomplishment to rise up and inspire people. Everything was about the collective. In fact, prior to the movie, we know that James Caan, despite the fact he was a superstar, he had his wife taken from him from an executive out of Italy because he was higher up on the social order. And this is what they're bringing to us: total dictatorial rule but they're going to do it not the way they did it in the 75 movie, but they're going to do it in AI. Here we have our laws in America that says they can't force you to be vaccinated, but if they make international bodies superior to the American government, then your laws and your rights, your constitution will not protect you, and everyone will be vaccinated, or you will not eat, you will not work, you will not travel. And I do believe they're going to put us all in 15-minute cities. We've seen it now in Oxford, UK, and also, too, in Dublin. Dublin calls it the 20-minute city. So what they're doing is they're preparing to lock us into a digital cage of social credit where we have absolutely no rights whatsoever. And Kevin McCarthy will fully cooperate with the giveaway of America.
I want to bring up two things. For one thing, I don't mean to air dirty laundry. Here's a little government insight. I have a friend of mine who had been trying to get on with the U.S. Marshals for about 2 or 3 years now. And during the whole vaccine thing in 2020, everything kind of got put on pause because, you know, everything was just crazy then, right? Well, he finally got back a little bit of information from the Marshals. And the reason why he wasn't accepted into the Marshals is because he applied for a religious exemption for not getting the vaccine. And we're fairly certain that's the reason why he didn't get put into the Marshal Service. Now, that's the Department of Justice, okay? So if the DOJ, who seems to control the government right now, is dictating this to even federal employees, I mean, how do you think it's going to get within a year or two from now? That was like 2 years ago. Here's another thing. And one of our intel ravens sent us this. So I'd like you to respond after I read this. All right. This is from Strategic and International Studies. Quote from them, "The U.S. military industrial base is not sufficiently prepared for today's international security environment. In a major regional conflict, for example, in the war with China in the Taiwan Strait, the United States' use of ammunition is likely to exceed the current stocks of the U.S. Department of Defense. The conflict in Ukraine has also exposed serious shortcomings in the United States' defense industrial base and serves as a stark reminder that a protracted conflict is likely to become an industrial war that requires a defense industry capable of producing enough munitions, weapon systems, and materials to replace depleted stocks." So how is this going to go? We are going to get into a war in Ukraine against Russia. It's going to generate jobs in America for the military-industrial complex. We're going to build it back up, and probably between 2024 and 2030, we are going to prepare ourselves for an all-out war against the BRICS nation.
I would agree with that assessment. I've said it's going to be the digital nations versus the BRIC nations. That's exactly how it's lining up. The other thing that I would say is that we are so depleting our resources, we're very vulnerable to invasion, and I think that person should have made that point more clearly.
We don't have an answer for an actual protracted, prolonged conflict with China. That has never, not only is that not an acceptable answer, but that has never been a considered response, ever. And now it is. Why do you think all of the freaking Republicans and Democrats linked arms and hands together to do the hokey pokey and send all of our munitions to Ukraine? It's because this is going to happen. And how does this end up happening? Just like it has always happened in history. We're going to go through a Great Depression again. And the only way to get out of that is war.
That is the World War II model, and I agree with you. The one thing that I would say, though, Doug, very clearly is I don't think the Depression will be long-lived because we'll be hovering in military defeat. It'll be a military defeat leading to depression, not an economic depression that we're living under. We can't fight a one-front war, much less a two-front war.
I'm willing to bet you that by summer, should these things pan out the way that they're playing, Congress itself will declare war on Russia.
There's sure enough rhinos.
There's enough votes for it. You are right, and then you are right again. There's enough votes for it.
That's because the people, these people are all paid for. It's not a few are bribed. They are all bribed by a corrupt system. When you allowed corporations to make campaign donations, you sold off your public officials.
Yep.
That's exactly the way it is. I totally agree with you. You know, there's one thing. We only got a few minutes left, but I wanted to get into this very, very quickly here. You had mentioned to me in another conversation that there's a civil war going on in the alternative media, and we both look at this the same way. So tell the audience, as they hear the discord going on and this person criticizing that person in the alternative media and that group criticizing another group in the alternative media, tell the audience what our position is going to be.
We are going to give you the news. We're going to give you the political, geopolitical news, the domestic news, and we're sticking to that because we're not going to help with the divide. That doesn't help anybody.
Exactly.
So if you listen to us, it's because we're actual patriots. We don't have contracts with anybody. Dave doesn't have a contract with me. I don't have a contract with Dave. We don't have contracts with anybody. No one owns us. And because of that, we can speak freely. And that's why alternative media is the biggest threat to the government. They came out and said it. So as long as we can show up for work and we can tell you what's happening and we can motivate you to get better prepared, we're going to continue to do it. And we're not going to play into all this other drama. Don't get distracted from what's actually happening. All this other stuff is just drama. It's theater.
Well, I can tell you what's going on.
It's just a distraction.
The economy's in big trouble, and the revenue shares and the alternative media are drying up just like they are on the stock market, just like they are in the retail outlets, the brick-and-mortar stores. Hell, Microsoft, and I did a podcast on this the other day on YouTube. Microsoft, Amazon, Google, they're all laying off five-digit numbers of people. So these people think they're in competition for resource shares from the alternative media, and they think the way they'll get more share is to make their alternative media competition look bad. And I'll tell you, the only thing they're accomplishing is they're dividing the country, and they're not giving the leadership they need to as the truth media and how it was designed.
It works.
Yeah.
It worked in 2020 to divide people because of George Floyd and racial politics. This time, it'll be party lines. It'll be party lines, and they're going to hang Joe Biden out to dry, and then that'll be the rallying cry for you to join their winning side.
Yeah, and I'm not going to participate. Like I said, we're here to tell the truth, and Doug and I both, here's what we serve. We serve faith, family, and freedom, the three F's. And that's basically it. And anything else that enters into that, I don't have time for. I know Doug doesn't have time for. So I just want to let you know, as you say, well, how do you feel about so-and-so? We are not answering your question. I've already been asked that. What do you think about this ridiculous position that so-and-so took on da-da-da-da-da-da? Or they said something about you and Doug. And you know what my answer is? I don't care. I won't even respond to an email like that. So people, keep your eye on the prize. The eye on the prize is to serve Jesus, and it says in the book of Matthew and Revelations that if you're faithful to him, he will not depart from you. And this is what people need to focus on right now, is doing the right
Amen.
Thing. Because we're in a battle between good and evil, and right now evil is kicking our ass. And we need to base our virtues and our positions on time-honored strategies that come out of the Bible. Our legal code was based on the Ten Commandments, and we need to stay true to that and not let ourselves be divided. And that's the position that we're going to take here. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to challenge you on something else too. When the draft comes, do not let your kids go. Do not let your adult children go. We all need to collectively say no. We're not fighting your war of profit.
Hey, how much time do we have left?
About 20 seconds.
All right. So real quick, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but his patient toward you. He is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Repent, make Jesus your Lord, and get prepared. Bad times are coming.
Yeah, there you go. And the shadows are being cast across this country in ways that we never thought possible. Doug shows American Vindicta. He's on a bunch of different sites. Doug, you got 5 seconds to tell people how to follow you.
Go to AmericanVindictaShow.com on the first page. It'll show you where I'm at if you can't find me on YouTube. But I am on YouTube and Rumble and GSRadio.net and Heroes Nations.
Yeah, until we're taken over by the globalists. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Doug and Dave Intel Report on TheCommonSenseShow.com. And we want to thank you for joining us. And we will see you back here again next time. God bless. Take care. And like I said, do not obey any draft that's coming. We'll see you back here next time.